The idea of redemption is a Southern ideal, effectively, that once the Southerners were back in control in the South, that they were in power in the government once again, and Southern democratic conservative rule had been reestablished, then the states in their minds and the Southern citizens in their minds had been redeemed. In other words, as Reconstruction fades, as the revolution that radicals were trying to bring about in the late 1860s, perhaps even into the early 1870s, fades, and the Southerners regain control and then dictate policy in the South, most significantly dictate policy toward freed blacks in the South, they feel that that is their redemption, and as a result, this term comes out and is used, almost glorified in the South, that they have been redeemed. The Northern oppression, the second round of it during Reconstruction, the Northern rule, the process of overriding, you know, kind of natural laws that have governed the relationship between whites and blacks in the South going back to the 1620s. Has now been, that process has been overturned, and the Southerners are once again in control. A part of that redemption is also, as we saw in the video on Monday, a part of this kind of rewriting of history and this glorification of what once had been in the South, this kind of feudalistic society, this aristocracy that had existed pre-Civil War. And this gets glorified and written about and talked about in schools. And this ultimately not only takes hold in the South, as we talked about in the video, and a video talked about, but also in the North, this kind of notion that of what the South had once been, and now the South is getting back to that, you know, once glorious time. Well, a part of that once glorious time is also the fact that black citizens don't have any rights. That glorious time, it also had the institution of slavery as a part of it. And now that glorious redemption back to what had once been this aristocratic society now will have Jim Crow laws as a part of it. And blacks will be landless, rightless agricultural workers with no real human or constitutional rights. And that's this, you know, another one of the sad parts of Reconstruction is that is ultimately what the redemption means, that the Northern influence, the disruption of Southern lives and the Southern way of doing things, and in many ways what the Southerners viewed as the natural order of things, that disruption has been eliminated, and now it's a return to the way things were before. And that's the redemption for the South. And it means, again, that freed blacks are segregated and in the hands of those people who are their enemies and their oppressors, and that will continue on into, well into the 20th century, obviously, and kind of ultimately be challenged as a part of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s.